This way of davening, of sha'ava, of giving it your all, screaming your heart out, so to speak, this is the way our avos davened, as if their whole life depended on it, because in truth it did. But not only during davening did they behave this way. Every aspect of their aveda was done with every fiber of their being, with every ounce of energy that they possessed, with ramache varam and shesagidim. They always tried to do the very best they could. They tried to perform the ultimate aveda. We find this by David HaMelech. So to give some backstory here, the Aron had been stolen by the Plishtim in the days of Shmuel and Eli. And when it was miraculously returned, it remained in the house of a person named Ovid Edom, who took care of it properly. But finally, after David's kingdom was established, Shaul had passed away. He reigned for 7 years in Hebron, and finally he moved his palace, or his household, to Yerushalayim. And he wanted to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim as well, so that they could establish a Mishkan there. And there was a fantastic procession bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim, and they shechted many karbanis, and they played music, and they danced. And the Pasuk says, V'David mecharker b'chol oiz lefnei Hashem. David danced, and this is an unusual word for dancing. Mecharker is not a typical word, and it seems to mean extreme dancing. So David mecharker b'chol oiz, with all his strength, all his might, all his power, lefnei Hashem. Now look how amazing this Pasuk is. The Torah, which only writes 1,000% unbiased, unfiltered truth, whether it's complimentary or not, testifies that David HaMelech danced with all his might. That means that there was not one iota of his being that was not fully committed and engaged in dancing in front of Hashem. Now, if you stop a minute and think, when we dance, by Chasana or by Simchas Torah, how engaged are we? How much of our mind is fully engaged in the dancing? Are we schmoozing with the person next to us while we dance? What are we thinking about? Are we giving it our all? Or often, let's say we do dance up a storm for a minute or two, then we relax for 10, and so forth. But David, he danced and danced and danced with all his heart, all his mind, every ounce of energy and strength that he had. B'chol oiz. We know when we are in a dangerous situation, when something threatens us, we marshal all our strength to save ourselves or others. We know that people do awesome things when in great danger, fire, car accident, chas v'shalom. And that's how much strength David committed to dancing, because of his tremendous love for Hashem and his tremendous commitment and motivation to do avodas Hashem. His dancing was actually so extreme that his wife, Michal, who was the daughter of Shaul, rebuked him, thinking that this denigrated his honor as a king. She said, it's just not befitting that you should dance this way. And he replied, when I'm in front of Hashem, let me be disgraced as the slaves and maidservants, but give honor to Hashem. That's how the Avos HaOlam served Hashem. They cast everything aside, and they gave it everything they had. Chazal say about the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that they ran in front of Hashem, they served Hashem. They ran in front of Hashem like a horse running through a swamp of water. Kesus bebitzei hamayim. Now, which means not only did they do what they physically could, but they pushed the limit to the extreme, almost supernatural limits. They ran like a horse, which is much faster than a human can, in a difficult environment, a swamp of water, and in that environment, the horse fears slipping and sinking into the water. So it runs at its fastest, greatest strength to save itself. And that's how they served Hashem. So how does that relate to us? What can we take from this in our davening? This is something we're going to have to examine in Mirz Hashem tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.